up with the earthquake, 7.7, hitting Indonesia. We were just talking about the amount of earthquakes we're seeing, and ultimately, seismologists worrying about the big one on the West Coast. In West Virginia, it's about lives, people. Serious loss of lives. 25 dead, 4 others missing. Maybe one or two of those miners, maybe all of those miners, come out alive. Wouldn't that be something? Looking for that silver lining in all of this, and that's the miracle of hope that there were some survivors. Now, there were people that got out of the mine when things were happening, but people that have been now in the mine, they do know that somebody was using the oxygen because they have little oxygen containers that they can pick up in certain chambers in the mine. That's the good news, but still nothing on those 4. So officially 25 dead in that West Virginia mine disaster. And now looking at the company, really combing through the amount of violations that Massey Energy had, it's incredible. And, I mean, absolutely incredible, the amount of violations. And centered around gas. And methane gas is believed to have caused what happened here. You know, one spark, that's all it takes. Now, we did talk about this in a previous show. Miners, it's in their blood. They know the risk. And this is what they do. This is what they choose to do. It's getting down and dirty underneath the earth. That hardcore blue-collar living, grandpa did it, daddy did it, I'm doing it. And I know people like that, and we know, you know, there's a lot of the salt of the earth people that go in and day after day don't really think about the dangers. That's how they survive it. And then something like this happens, and there's all kinds of kids without fathers and widows and just sad tales in the wake of this. But the saddest thing is the fact that it looks like the company knew about some of the safety, the cries for safety, you know, hey, help us here, we got a couple of situations. And while they did do some things correctly, they had, you know, $915,000 worth of fines that they had to pay. But the scary thing is not, okay, they have all these fines, but that they were directed so much in that area of methane gas. And you think of Sago and what happened in Sago. And it's all about removing the methane and controlling the dust problems. And that's the deal. You don't want that explosion. You don't want that dust. I mean, there's not enough done to protect these miners if that's the case. And that's what we were talking about in the Sago disaster, if you remember. Back then, the government wanted coal companies to have more transparency. There's that word again. When it came to safety issues. And, you know, these questions come up. Why do they keep happening? What did we learn from before? How did we stop this? And the answer is, it looks like Massey knew of some of these problems and didn't do anything, you know, they didn't do anything about it. They did some things in a safety direction, but didn't do enough, knowing what some of the risks were there. And it's interesting, you look at the numbers overall, and last year, 2009, was a pretty safe year in the mining industry, but boy, this is sadly more than made up for it. And you know, you see these signs where it says, pray for our miners, pray for our miners. We're looking for a miracle. Signs like that on the sides of houses, and you really just hope, beyond all hope, that 4 of those guys come out, or at least one of those guys come out. That would be a good thing. In the meantime, in another part of the world, Hamid Karzai, what is up with this guy? First of all, he shouldn't be there. He shouldn't be there after the disaster that was the elections, but okay, he's there. Now you have a former UN envoy to Afghanistan. That would be Pete Galbraith, who's questioning the mental stability of Karzai and suggesting, ready, that the guy is using drugs. Really? And why? He's off balance. He's emotional. He's crazy. That's what, he's crazy. So now, here's the question. Will the White House isn't saying very much, because President Obama was supposed to talk to Karzai. The White House was supposed to have more meetings with Karzai. It looks like he's off the rails, and that meeting is off the books. Here's what Robert Gibbs, in a very evasive way, was alluding to when he talked to reporters today.
Are you considering canceling this May 12th meeting?
We certainly would evaluate whatever continued or further remarks President Karzai makes as to whether that's constructive to have such a meeting. Sure.
What are the consequences for those remarks? I mean, he's been pretty defiant. He kind of doubled down on those remarks after a call from Secretary Clinton.
I can't speak to why he said those things. They're troubling. They're confusing. They've been investigated and they've been found to be untruthful. So whether there's some domestic political benefit that he's trying to gain, I can't say. We are in Afghanistan, and our young men and women are in Afghanistan because of the threat that al-Qaeda and its extremist allies pose and posed on September 11th when attacks planned in that area came to New York and just outside of Washington, D.C. So we are there to for the safety and security of our country, and we understand and we think that President Karzai needs to understand that the safety and security of his country is not going to be gained simply by rooting out or moving extremist threats in certain areas that isn't ultimately then filled with good governance. The president has been clear with President Karzai going back to last fall and in numerous meetings and video conferences.
But here's the thing, Gibby. It looks like Karzai wasn't clear because he was probably smoking the stuff. He's either doing opium or heroin or who knows what, according to Galbraith. And Galbraith, remember, he was fired by the UN in September. He's the number two guy in Afghanistan. And the reason they booted him is because he accused his boss of concealing election fraud that benefited the campaign of this nut job, of the incumbent president, Hamid Karzai. And naturally, it was all denied, and then that was it. He was booted. So, you know, whose side is Hamid Karzai on? And you hear Robert Gibbs there, the White House spokesperson, kind of evading the question a little bit, but then referring to the men and the women and our concern in al-Qaeda. Absolutely, but our concern is who's in charge. We're entrusting so much to Karzai, and Karzai's the leader. And he's the leader for how many years going forward unless he is removed somehow? Wink, wink. So this is not good news at all. I mean, this is terrible news. There are too many lives that have already been lost. There's too much money that's been spent in Afghanistan. What would you do? You got to boot him. Give him the hook. 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight, coast to coast, and every nook and cranny and spots in between. Here's the digits, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. An ex-UN envoy, second guy in charge, says Karzai's nuts. The guy is smoking drugs, is doing drugs, and he is. He's all over the map at a closed-door meeting over the weekend with Afghanistan lawmakers. He said that, hey, you know, screw it. Maybe I'll just go hook up with the Taliban. Yeah, you do that. Go ahead. And he said it several different times. There have been a lot of troubling things, frankly, that Karzai has done lately. So he was supposed to visit Washington to meet with President Obama on May 12th, but the White House is actually considering saying, forget about it. Why don't you just stay over there? Because he's red hot now. He's radioactive. But it's not funny. It's not funny because of the lives that we have on the line. All these men and women again and again in horrible situations, sometimes being ambushed. The rules of engagement at times ridiculous. And for what? This guy is holding the country together? You got to be kidding me. I mean, he needs to be removed. Sorry. End of story. That's what I say. What is the future of Karzai? Not very good. Uh-uh. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you gorgeous hunk of female you.
Oh, you're so funny. What do you think, Karzai? What would you do? You're in Canada. You're neutral, but what would you do?
Let's see. First of all, see who his drug supplier is and introduce him to some of my druggy friends.
Yeah, to dope him up and get him done with it. Yeah.
Right. Or, okay, a little hockey analogy. Put him in front of an empty net with nothing on but a jock and let him be used for target practice. I know that's an old one already.
Yeah, but the point is, and actually, Canada did have some troops still helping in the Middle East, helping in Afghanistan. Of course, they're being pulled out, but they're there now. So
right. You
think of the dangerous conditions, the situation,
right. And
the U.S. military, a voluntary military. I mean,
right. Sad
to say, this is outrageous. I mean, this is just dead flat wrong. Why are we helping this guy? Get him out.
Because I think he needs your help. Because, American aid, which means he can help his country. But at the same time, if he is smoking some, as my friends call it, wacky tobacco, it's like, sit him down and say, okay, make up your mind. Are you going to be a nice guy or are you going to be an SOB? You know what I'm trying to say?
Well, are you going to be a leader? Are you going to be a limp noodle who shouldn't be in that position? And he's already corrupt. I mean, this is the problem.
Yeah.
So how many hands does he have in the drugs? And we've already heard these charges about his brother. This is not good. I mean, this is not good for anybody who's part of any of those NATO forces. I don't care who it is. Whether
I just thought of something. My sister-in-law's mother, she's got a voice that will drive him nuts. That's how much I hate her. But, we won't bring in family politics. But, I mean, I agree. I mean, he's probably got his hands in so many people's pockets or vice versa. I mean, he's probably, at this point, he's probably saying, oh, I don't give a darn what the United States thinks. At least that's my thinking.
Yeah, and you know what? I think you're right. I think that's part of the deal. He's kicking sand in the face of the U.S., so... Okay, we've invested all this cash
mm-hmm. And
put all of these forces into place.
Right.
And this is a precarious government at best. Sam, we're loaded up, so we got to go to some other callers.
Okay,
we'll talk to you in the next night or two, but thanks. Let's move on to Bob, who's listening to us in Vermont. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, man. What do you think?
Look, I think at the end of the day, this guy, has got to decide, just what you're saying, what side of the fence you're going to be on, and then at least stand there. I mean, for more than a month before he comes out with some, another, fence dancing that, it's all he does. And it's the point where, even he says, well, it's troubling because what else can he call it? Because the guy switches sides more often than not. So it's hard to really gauge this guy. I think at the end of the day, though, for the people of the country, I mean, can you imagine living there? I mean, at the end of the day, look at this. I mean, you've got an election that was a shambles.
Fraud,
It was. And feel free to call it that because that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the facts of this. The exit polls were just ridiculous. And now you've got this guy who's your liaison to, the U.S., considerably the most powerful nation in the world, and making a mockery out of us, out of them. And it's tough to swallow, I think, if you're over there right now. I think it's a real hard pill to swallow, a real iffy situation. My heart goes out to the people over there.
Bob, well said. Thanks for the call. Call us again. I think it's sad for the people there. That was my point. All of the sacrifice, lives lost, people volunteering again and again. Ultimately, what is the goal? What have we heard from General McChrystal? What's happening on the ground? Ooh, can't have any more civilian casualties, but yet there's booby traps they're walking into. And then you've got Karzai, really throwing a knife in our back, and that's the deal. This was the mistake. And the U.S. is paying for this. The U.S. is paying for it in a couple of different ways, but the election was just a sham. But the opponent who had almost as much as Karzai, or probably more, said, forget about it. We're not going to do this runoff thing because it's going to be Jimmy rigged anyway. So we're not going to go there. We're not going to do it. And ultimately, the people who pay are the people who are day in and day out on the front lines, who are trying to make this thing work, who are trying to build an Afghanistan, if you will, that can stand on its own two feet. And see, this is the problem. I said this in the beginning. You look at the differences between Afghanistan and Iraq. The money, the financial situation, where was the money coming from in Iraq? Ultimately, what is their GDP much different than what they have in Afghanistan? The people in Afghanistan, 95% illiterate, 95%, versus what you had in Iraq. And this is a different ballgame. And remember how hard it was in Iraq when you were talking about the Shia and the Sunnis and the Kurds. And now here in Afghanistan, what rules? The drug trade, baby. The Taliban. The Taliban in the mosque recruiting, talking to people who don't have money, who don't have means, who don't have goats, who don't have ways to feed themselves. Or they have a little bit of means, but not enough to sustain the whole family. That's what's happening. Over and over and over again. And then you have Hamid Karzai, who's supposed to be the president, who's supposed to be working with NATO, helping and standing for something. And what is he standing for? I love it. I love it that Galbraith came out and said what he said about Karzai, that to him, he thinks in this war-torn country, this guy is not a reliable partner to the U.S. He has tirades. He's emotional. He's impulsive. And he has a fondness for, let's say, Afghanistan's most profitable export. And what would that be? Opium or heroin? This is no good. And questioning his mental stability, I think, first of all, I think that the trip to the U.S., forget it. That's Robert Gibbs was hedging there. They're worried about this at the White House, concerned about what's going to happen here. What's the cause and effect? What's the reality? The reality is there's no way he's making this trip in May. Something drastically would have to change, and we're already almost at that halfway point where we're talking, what, 4.5 weeks or whatever it would be before he would come. And these strange deals, these tirades, I think it's fair game to question what's going on there. So what the strategy to flood this country with more U.S. troops is not going to work with Karzai in charge, because he's the guy in charge. How can the troops accomplish their mission if the mission's not important? You have to have a reliable partner, and that's the problem. Otherwise, we're wasting our time, our military precious resources, and so many lives. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Change is coming to medical care in the United States. The Getting Better Healthcare Show on WebTalkRadio.net helps you understand the current system, the people who work in it, and the changes that are coming. Learn how to navigate this system. Find out what makes doctors tick and how they make critical decisions. Discover what our healthcare system could be, should be, and might be. Listen to Getting Better Healthcare on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you. She'll unhease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit problems, skin on thighs. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Talking about Hamid Karzai, the situation in Afghanistan here on America Tonight. Coming up, ridiculous what's going on with one airline carrier, Spirit Airlines. They're going to charge you up to $45 to take a bag and put it in an overhead bin. Can you believe it? Wonder if other airlines will follow. What's interesting is since they started charging like American, etc., for bags, they've reaped $740 million in baggage fees in the third quarter of 2009 since the major players started adding checked bag fees. And that happened in 2008. Now you have this Spirit Airlines that's saying, okay, so you want to take the carry-on, yeah, it could be up to $45. The screw you airlines. Come with the clothes on your back and a smile. And it's crazy, too. They've got a crazy name for what they're calling it, but I have other things we could call it. Anyway, let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're hanging in there. Hey, before we get to politics, you hear the UConn women won tonight?
Yeah, how about that? What a dynasty they have. I didn't see the game, but I was reading some of the details of the game, and they struggled in the first half, I guess, and I saw little highlights, but the second was good for them, and they knocked off Stanford. How about that? It's 78 straight.
Well, yeah, you know, and the interesting part about that, I guess they were losing 20-12 at half, and
yeah.
Went 10 minutes without a field goal, which is crazy considering how many points they've been rolling up. But Stanford's a really good team, too. In fact, their only loss this year was to UConn. And so, you know, they had a pretty good season, and they just couldn't beat UConn.
Mm-mm.
But, You know, the thing is I remember being a little kid, and this was, oh, man, you know, I think I was 9, 10 years old, somewhere back then, early 70s, maybe it was the mid-70s, when UCLA ran off the 88 games in a row, and I remember them losing, I think it was to either Oregon State, that they lost to their 89th game to, and I thought, you know, that record will never be broken. You know, I mean, now how can you win 88 games in a row? And to think that next year, of course, you know, the first 10 games most likely is not going to be against very tough competition. You know, they're definitely not going to be in the Big East Conference until later. And so it's, I think that they've got a pretty, I know they're losing a couple of players, but they've got a pretty good chance of breaking that record. And, you know, of course, a lot of people thought Rogers Maris' 61 home runs would never be beat either. But, you know, you ended up with a couple steroid junkies like McGuire and Jose and Sosa and Bonds, and next thing you know, a record gets broken that should have been broken. But
yep, that's
but anyway,
right.
Congrats to UConn women. That's just amazing.
That's
huge. I could care less about chick sports. I think you know that. But when somebody's winning that many games in a row, you have to give them, you know, the respect.
Oh, absolutely.
To check it out. So, but anyway, though, also sad thing about what happened in West Virginia. You know, it's interesting. I listened to some comments from this Blankenship guy, the owner of the mine, and he's sitting there saying he did everything he could to make the place safe, but and he just got wrote up 6 weeks ago for, you know, and four times in the last 2 months for violations in this mine. And, you know, mining, we know, is a dangerous industry, and I kind of sometimes feel bad because I think our Wyoming kind of pushes those guys back east and the other places that do regular mining versus the strip mining that's done in Wyoming, because you know how much coal is generated, like 40% of the coal in America is generated from these strip mines. And,
right.
And so that forces the other mines to, you know, cut costs and to try to be competitive. And you know, this guy obviously is trying to run a business and to make a profit. And at the same time, I mean, I'm just curious, are there any mines in the country that are absolutely what you would consider, you know, not getting citations and are safe? I mean, you know, it's just crazy because, you know, you feel sorry because the people that are from these areas, you know, they grow up generation after generation. I mean, you saw the movie October Sky, you know, and, you know, generation after generation are just coal miners. And, you know, they probably don't have much education. They don't have the ability to go to move away and take up a different career. I guess they could if they wanted to, but then they're leaving most of their family behind. And so they're kind of left at the mercy of these coal mines. And you know, and yet guys like this who sit there and say they're, you know, they got a safe mind, but yet he's getting written up constantly, and yet the government supposedly can't shut it down. And of course, if they shut it down, then those guys, the miners, are just out of work. So it's just a really nasty system.
It's,
you know,
nasty. It is nasty. You know. And to answer your question, last year was really a pretty safe year for the mines across the board. But then this is the worst disaster since the mid-80s, so it's crazy, Don. And you're right. I mean, there are a lot of violations. Most are facing like 27% violations, but he had, and Massey Energy had the most violations of anyone across the board. And this was only in a year and a half, the crazy 600-plus. That's a lot.
And people, you know, sit back and say, well, they don't got to go down on that mine if they don't want to. Then, you know, what other jobs around? You know, I mean, it's, you know, I can understand how unions and all that. I don't like unions, of course, but I can understand how they came out when you got guys who, you know, are worried more about their profit versus keeping the mine safe. I mean, they've had problems with methane in this mine for a long time, and you'd think they'd have the proper ventilation and all that, but at the same time, the money that it costs to do that, maybe it wouldn't have made the mine profitable. Who knows? But I just feel sorry for these families. I hope, I'm sure there's a lot of people there and around the country that are being very supportive of them. As for Mr. Karzai in these comments, and after the UN envoy had what he had to say, and, you know, whether this, I would think that Obama would immediately tell Mr. Karzai to get his butt to Washington and have a discussion with this guy, because this was the guy they picked at the beginning, I believe.
Oh, it is totally the guy. This is who they picked. This is who they backed. This is who they had meetings with. He's their guy. You're absolutely right, Don. But I think they're going to back off of it, and because he's radioactive. And I think you're right. They need to be in his face telling him to get it together or else.
or get somebody out, you know,
that's,
figure
get
out
somebody
a way
else to help your country.
Yeah, get it to where the rest of the somebody else there can run the show, because, you know, what are we going to sit back and go, I'll put up our hands and say, okay, we're pulling out, we leave it and let the Taliban take over again, you know, and then we just we're back to square one again, where, you know, somebody like Obama Osama bin Laden has, you know, freedom. I think the guy's dead in the mountain, but, you know, where Al Qaeda or some other splinter jihad group has got freedom to set up attacks against the West, i.e. the United States and everyone else. See, one thing people fail to remember, Kate, you know, 9/11, when they attacked, you know, New York, everybody says, oh, they attacked America. They attacked the World Trade Centers, Kate. Quote, World Trade Centers. It was an attack of Islam, jihadism, whatever, wackoism, whatever you want to call it, I call it wackoism, against the rest of the world. The target picked was, to get, you know, there were more than Americans killed in those buildings that day. You know, it wasn't, I mean, it would have been the same as if they'd attacked the UN. You know, I mean, if, you know, it would have been like an attack against the world. It wasn't just attack against America. And, unfortunately, a lot of people say, hey, they're not bothering us, so we don't care, you know, around the rest of the world. But, you know, I don't, okay, this is, like I said, they've got problems with funding military over there. You know, there's, we talked about that last night. There's a lot of issues that deal with this country, and it's not as, you know, I'll be happy when we pull out of Iraq and we get our people out of there and let them do, you know, because I guarantee you they can torture guys a lot more than what our people are allowed to. They, you know, the Iraqis don't have to play by the book that we have to play by, but, you know, to keep the peace there. But, and even yesterday they had big bombings going on there, and, so I don't know. We can't just, I can't see us just sitting back and go, okay, we're pulling out and just, you know, and then.
Oh, no, after all the money invested and this whole plan, remember this, the whole McChrystal plan that was painstakingly laid out and all of what are we going to do? What's the end game? We still don't really know that, but, this is the guy to lead us and we've now invested all these other troops. They can't, but you got to do something about that leader.
Well, you know, and then the other thing, of course, you know, our liberals believe in kumbaya, and I mean, now, do they actually have the idea that we can just sit over and hope that we never get attacked again? And, you know, this is the, you know, it was the Cold War before, you know, this, Nazism, fascism before that, and this is the new threat of today is, you know, Islamic extremism and people that think that, you know, you got to kneel down and pray to the magical horse for four times a day or get your head chopped off. And unfortunately, that's going to be the new, that they are the new Cold War, I guess, if you want to call it that. But, you know, it was interesting, last thing real quick, you were just talking about how uneducated the people in Afghanistan are. You know, and that a lot of that has to do with the Taliban not permitting education. And the way communism works, you know, like in the killing fields of Cambodia, you know, they killed everybody with an education, anybody that was educated at all, because if you have a bunch of ignorance, you know, that know nothing of how to rise up against the power, you know, then you have better control, right?
Right.
I thought, my gosh, we've got that right here in America, a bunch of ignorance voting Democrats in who believe in communistic control of America. Take away your rights to vote or to speak, your rights to own arms. That's our Democratic Party, the future that they hope for. And, yeah, we've got the same ignorant, uneducated people voting them in.
It's crazy. It's crazy. No. I get what you're going with that, actually. But it's crazy. It's crazy how out of control things have spun in Afghanistan now. And it's serious business. It really is. So many lives at stake and... probably some of you know people that are serving right now. Thanks, Don. Meet us on the flip side.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Johnny, angry Johnny, Jezebel. I want to kill you. I want to blow you.
Speaking of angry Johnny, there's going to be some angry Johnnies and James when they jump on Spirit Airline. As of August 1st, Spirit Airline announced that they're going to charge customers $20 to $45 for anything they place in overhead bins. They're calling it bring less, pay less, and peddling that it will actually benefit customers because planes will empty out faster. Do they think we're stupid? This is just a contrived way to get more do-re-mi from people who don't check a bag. The cost depends on whether passengers are members of the airline's ultra-low fare club, which I'm sure you have to pay to be in, and whether they pre-reserve their carry-on bag in advance. So either way, you're going to pay. And you will still be able to bring one personal item, like a magazine, oh, how kind, or perhaps a purse, a briefcase if it's small, a backpack if it's small, a laptop computer if it's small, and it can fit underneath the seat. And you don't have to pay for diaper bags or cameras. You don't have to pay for that camera, after all. So how kind of Spirit to do that. Oh, the kids' diapers, don't worry about those. Let's hope the other airlines don't decide to do the same thing. What a ripoff. What a ripoff. So in conclusion here, stretch drive time, we're talking about a couple of different things, including Hamid Karzai and how ridiculous this is. Something has to be done here with him. You can't put blinders on and ignore him, for goodness sake, because he's the leader of the country that we are pumping a lot of our resources into. And we've been there 8 years and counting. 8 years and counting, baby. And to be honest, some of the Taliban leaders recently have been captured, and thank goodness the Pakistani people were able to torture them and get real information out of them. Because we don't torture. We just have a conversation. We talk about their family. We see what we can, we have tea with them, see what we can get out of them. But anyway, I digress. the situation in Afghanistan, my friends, for some reason it's not being talked about enough, I think. And we've talked about it a ton on America Tonight. You know, I said a long time ago, what was the end game here? And we never knew. Finally, there was a plan. McChrystal had a plan, and the idea was to do, you know, a big surge again, like we saw that worked in Afghanistan, in Iraq. But nothing's going to work if Karzai is the man in charge, and I think he's trying to sabotage everything. Stu is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I want to kind of rebut something that was said in the last segment there. It was said that, and I don't think Don meant it, you know, really the way it came out.
But you don't mean what he said about
Democrats.
Some of them
don't have the education to do anything different, or they don't want it. True, most coal mines are in a rural area, but them guys are not making $15, $16, $18 an hour. They're making $25 to $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And them guys, let me tell you something. I know guys that have quit Toyota to go to work in Georgetown, Kentucky, to go to work in mines in Hazard, Kentucky, because the money is so much more there. And there are unions in there, and the unions just do like the UAW does. They just take your money, and they don't support you. So either way, I mean, I agree that mines, a lot of mines are unsafe, you know, and Minchin's got their reason for being there. But at the same time, a lot of it's not because guys are uneducated or they don't want to leave their area. A lot of guys flock to those areas for the money to make that kind of money. I mean, I don't care where you live, $25, $40 an hour is good money.
Oh, no, I agree. And listen, hey, my father grew up in a coal mining area in Pittston, Pennsylvania, so I said it when I first came on the air, salt of the earth, these people. Really, honestly. And you're talking about generations, too. Generations that run pretty deep in this. And you're right, a lot of people end up going back to work for the mines because of the great money, and sometimes going back home after they've gone someplace else to jump back into what the family has done for a very long time. I mean, I think the push should be, let's keep these guys safer, for goodness sake. You're going to have to spend a few pennies in that safety area. And then this particular mine, and you know this, Stu, he had done some things that were good. They, you know, some of the things they added were good with, you know, hoods on cars and that kind of stuff. But there were areas in the gas department with the methane gas and messing around with that that could have stepped up, but it was going to cost them a bunch of money, and that's the problem. And I think the company needs to be held to task for that, because you can't bring back those 25 people and maybe more. We still have the four that are out there. But, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think he meant it that way. I agree.
I don't think he did either, but I just want to throw that out there. And then, you know, I mean, it's just like everything else. I've had a guy work for me several different times, and he'll always say, I want to stay here just till I get some stuff paid off. And he'll come over and make 55, 60 a year, and then all of a sudden he'll say, well, I'm going to go get me a job. He's worked at Walmart these years. 30 a year and said, I need my job back. Can I come back? You know, they always, and mining's a lot of the same way. Guys will say, I'm going to go down there, I'll go underground and like pay off some bills, catch my, you know, pay this car off, pay this off, and then once it's paid for, I'm going to go get me a real job. And then that's like what we always call it. You know, I always say, when somebody says, I'm going to quit and go do this, I said, we're going to go get a real job, because it's, you know, it's a real 9-to-5 job or whatever it is. But I just wanted to make that point because, I mean, and people always think that. And I don't, you know, and that's the first thing that comes up, especially when they talk about Southeast Kentucky and West Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I've got a good friend of mine that was a banker for a long time, and he's got, I think, 17, 18 trucks and drives himself every day. So, you know, it always catches me when something like that's said, because I'm like, wait a minute, man, I went and played 2 years of football at University of Cincinnati and quit because I wanted to party and make $50,000 a year at the time as a 20-year-old kid. That's what I didn't stay in. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And as far as Karzai goes, man, something needs to be done in Afghanistan. And it's bad when Pakistan has to has to get intelligence from these terrorists. I mean, I don't know, man. I really feel, and I know I'm going to get slaughtered for from somebody over this deal, but I really, really feel Obama has made us a weak nation, a cowardly nation, and it's going to backfire, and I think when it backfires, it's going to hit us so hard, it's not even going to be funny. I think it's going to hit us really hard, and it's going to hit us mostly in the pocket, but it's going to hit us at home again, and I have that feeling.
Oh, let's hope that it doesn't hit us at home again, but I know what you mean. It feels like we are in a shaky... It just feels different. The culture feels different. People hanging on by threads that they weren't hanging on before. It seems that way across the board, and it doesn't matter where you're living. I get that same buzz that Stu is getting. Stu, thanks. You're right. I think he's right. It is an odd feeling. I don't know how to describe it, but I had this conversation with somebody today. In fact, in talking about the airlines and talking about Spirit and they're raising, you know, the prices for these carry-ons, I talked to someone who works for the airline today, and boy, they told me some good stuff that, you know, off-the-record things. And the off-the-record things they told me, some of it we already knew, we've talked about. 9/11, the fact that there were more planes that were supposed to go down, there were more would-be terrorists terrorists who, when the planes landed, they got off the planes and scattered. But there were other planes that would have come down, that would have hit other areas. It didn't happen. And right after 9/11 and still today, things that happen in Miami that go, under the radar, the access to the tarmac there, I cannot believe some of the easy places that are so soft that would be just a cinch if somebody wanted to get to another plane or somebody wanted to do something to the plane, how easy it could be, the expired visas thing, the problems with that. The fact that there are still, people don't realize this, but in some cases they're finding weapons on planes, like behind the flight attendant's jump seat. And a plane this was a couple of years ago, had to land because of that. They didn't know what it was, and it was a razor. In fact, where did the razor come from? Nobody knew. Strange stories abound that sometimes you often don't hear about. You can never, ever be too safe, and certainly not appear to be weak. You can flip your thoughts at americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.